Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 21st, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. And welcome, everyone. This is a new locale I'm working from. This is the third locale in this house I have done Awakening Plus calls from. And this time I'm in a little space within my own office. The downstairs room I had been using turned out to have not quite the air quality I was looking for. So this is also the first time I'm using a virtual background. I've got a green screen behind me, and I tried to put a nice image up there. So we tried putting physical hangings behind me, but it looks like a single image as opposed to dual tapestries on different doors is a little bit nicer. So hopefully this new physical arrangement will work well for everybody. And we're here for Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness, which is one of our most very gentle and sort of ecstatic events, as the name might imply. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to start by, after this intro, I will set the container. And after I set the container, I'm going to, I'm also noticing another thing with the setup is I'm noticing that I'm hearing my own voice a little bit from Spirit Song, who's in an adjacent room. So I'm going to go shut that door in her room. So bear with me just a sec while I do that. I'll go ahead and pause the recording for that. All right, maiden voyage on this new setup and all that. We'll work out the kinks. So after we set the container, and I'm no longer hearing my own voice, so I think the door closing was just what we needed. So after we set the container, I'm going to lead you all through a four-step embodied awakening cycle. Normally, we just do a one-shot invocation and pop right into embodied awakening. This kind of phases it out over a longer period so we can really relish each step. And especially, we get to spend a few minutes with the higher self out of body. So for one phase, we're just actually in the realm of the higher self, merged with it, before we call it into our physical bodies. And it's really sweet to have that experience too. So it's a more relaxed, luxurious way to move through embodied awakening. Then once we're in embodied awakening, the best we can be, then we merge together as one divine consciousness. So it's a really sweet, gentle kind of event, a nice contrast from last week's super intense shamanic breathwork event. So as always, I make two requests of you. Please do only this. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. And that way you'll have the best experience and the energy that you're transmitting to everybody else, which we all do to co-create this event, will be the very best. If you cannot do only this, then I request that you hold off the live event or even the recording and come back to it when you've got an hour and you can give it your full attention. The other is that, of course, hopefully if you're here, you're hoping to stay for the full hour until we close the container. But if something unexpected comes up and you have to leave, then I do ask that you just ask the allies, hey, just ease me out of the field very gently, and that we'll be able to depart the event without causing a disruption to the field. Again, it really is true. Everyone who ever does this live or on the recording affects everyone who ever has, ever is, or ever will do the event. So thank you for having that courtesy. With that said, let's dive in. So I invite you to close your eyes. And as I set up the container, if you feel energy moving within you, then just let your awareness of that energy spontaneously moving be your focus. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. So here we go. Pachamama Namakiya Virakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Ama the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Ama Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu shining rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu grandfather mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Thesa, Deborah, Zachary, Jeremy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. All right. So, we'll begin with the first invocation to call in the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So before we do that, again, with eyes still closed, just become aware of how your body feels overall. And if you have awareness of the subtle energy in and or around your body, just notice that. You're not changing anything. You're just noticing your starting awareness. So just take a moment and feel the body and the energy that you're aware of. Take sort of a kinesthetic snapshot. And now, all invocations are spoken to your higher self. So I invite you to do the first one now, repeating after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. And just relax. This is not the full embodied awakening yet. You're just calling in some divine light. And you may even now feel some nice energy saturating your body. On all these invocations, unless I say otherwise, the follow-up is to be fully passive. Just passively notice the energy moving in your body. If you don't feel that, just passively feel the breath coming and going on its own. You'll get the best result if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive and feel energy or feel breath. If you become distracted, please don't fight or try to change the distraction. Let it be as it is with no resistance. But do treat any distraction as an uninvited guest that you don't have to pay any further attention to. So you relax your attention back into your focus, whether that's energetic awareness or breath awareness. Energetic awareness if you have it, breath awareness if you don't. And if that distraction is still there in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. And you do your thing. It can also be helpful to note the least effort needed to do what you're doing. So at any point in one of these invocations, you can just drop to zero effort and just exist for a moment. And if you still have awareness of the energy moving or your breath at zero, then zero is enough. If not, use the very tiniest amount of effort that gives you the awareness that you're choosing. So we called for maximum divine consciousness that serves highest good. Looks like we've got a little more saturating to do, so we'll hold on that for a moment. Just relax and let the energy keep flowing in to warm you up. Usually what I say on that one is maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, but light and divine consciousness are really the same thing anyway, so it should have the same effect. Okay, that feels pretty solid. So now we're going to go to the next invocation, which is to be one with your higher self. So if you wish, repeat after me, Spirit that I am. Please make me one with my higher self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now, this invocation is the one where we use a different focus. You're just going to notice your own sense of peacefulness. Again, on my masterclass, I use the invocation, please make me one with the absolute peace that I am. And that's just other words for higher self, but it is very peaceful either way. So if you'll just notice any peacefulness you're already feeling and just relax into that, just feel it in a very passive way. And the peacefulness is intelligent divine energy. It's very aware that you're paying attention to it, which it really likes. It responds by bringing even more peacefulness to you. So again, to be clear, your ego is not making any effort to become more peaceful. You're just noticing the peacefulness that's already there. But because of the dynamic of the peacefulness noticing and responding to your awareness, it gives you even more. So you may notice that you're becoming more and more peaceful. And as that happens, you start feeling more and more like energy. Even your physical body may now feel more like energy than solid matter. And as you notice you're becoming more and more like energy, what's happening technically is you are increasing awareness of your own divine self, the spiritual aspect of you, one level up from your human self. It's the aspect that created your physical human body and the ego that's in it. So as you simply relax, continuing to hold awareness of the peacefulness, using the least effort that gets the job done to feel that peacefulness, you'll just naturally become more and more one with that peacefulness, which means gradually you're merging with your higher self at its level of pure energy. And many of us are hitting that level now. Typical experience in this level is that you feel like a being of pure energy. There is no physical form. And the energy being that you are just spreads out into infinity. You cannot find an edge of yourself. You just go on forever. And this actually feels really nice. So just rest in awareness of yourself as a being of pure energy, radiating out infinitely into the universe. Into a field of pure, beautiful, high vibration energy. And we'll just rest here for a moment. The nature of the higher self level is there's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's always peaceful. And all this is just automatic. That's just how this level is. It's like those qualities are among its laws of physics, if you will. So we'll just relax and chill in this higher self level for a moment. Sometimes people have experiences above and beyond what I describe, and that's fine. Allow whatever experiences are arising for you uniquely. Yeah, the energy is getting really sweet. Just rest in that ecstasy of just being one with that divine being that created your human self. It loves it when you come to visit. Okay, now I'm feeling a little bit heavier sensation. Again, the body wants to get back into the game. So now we're going to do the third of these four invocations, and this is the one that we use as our shortcut routinely. We're going to call the higher self into the human self. I'll give you the little preparatory statement for this. There's almost certainly at least one first timer here. So it's kind of like, instead of your human self driving the car, it's going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive the body. At any point, your human self doesn't like the divine's driving, your human self can slide right back over and take the wheel again. The divine will step right out with no fuss, and you're back to your prior reality. The advantages of being in embodied awakening are plentiful. Among them are, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace in your daily life. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you'll know what to do through intuition a lot more. And there's a lot more bliss. And there's tons more benefits that are just beyond language, but you'll know them when they show up. So let's do that now. I invite you to repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And just relax. And now we're back to our usual focus. If you can feel energy moving in you, just feel the energy moving. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath coming and going. Just letting it do whatever it wants. Use the least effort needed to feel your focus. If zero effort gets the job done, that's great. If not, use the very least amount of effort that enables you to hold your focus. And again, if there's a distraction of any kind, let the distraction do its thing. It's not you, it's an uninvited guest. And you just gently return your attention to what you're focusing on. When you enter embodied awakening, you will feel that you are in your body. Your body most likely will feel more like energy than flesh. And four things will all be true. There will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful, and all this will happen with no effort at all. And if you're in that state, or when you get there, just chill and enjoy. It does feel really wonderful. Those of you who are in embodied awakening, just relax. The more of us that are in that state, the easier it is for everyone else to get there. And everything I say is just as relevant if you're doing the recording afterward as if you're on the live event. Thanks to the timeless magic of the Akashic Records, we all get to interact with each other no matter when in time we do this. That's feeling pretty sweet. We'll leave just a moment for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to have a chance to relax into it. Again, don't try to make it happen. Just relax, be fully passive, just feel the energy or feel the breath. And the quickest way you'll let it be true is by chilling out completely and letting your divine do it for you. Nice. Okay, so feel how you feel right now overall, your body and your energy. Ask again, reminding you that in embodied awakening, you can do everything you need to do more responsibly and more joyfully. Would you rather have your daily consciousness be more like this or more like the way it was before you got to this state? If you like this better, we're going to do one more invocation to help lock this in a little more strongly. So if you wish, repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, place my main awareness in my higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. That's all the words. Relax. Just let go. Feel energy, or if you don't have that, feel breath. And just let go. It's very common at this point in the process to feel energy in the brain. Often there's upgrades and transformations in the brain itself to help you be in embodied awakening more consistently. You may feel other phenomena elsewhere in the body. Just let it be what it is. Now I'm noticing that our group field is starting to form. So you may notice that you at some point start to have awareness of a level of consciousness beyond the human part of you. And it's kind of like the higher self, but there's other people there. So what's happening is that those who are on this call, again, on the recording and on the live, we all get to hang out together beyond time and space here. That you're noticing your awareness into a field of really sweet divine bliss that we're co-creating together. Although it takes no effort and it happens automatically. So if You may notice it's a both and phenomenon. There is still some awareness of your individual human self. And at the same time, awareness of a higher dimension where that part of you is blending with the others on this call. And just relax and enjoy the both and of that. The blending level is full of bliss and ecstasy and euphoria. It feels really, really sweet, and it's really very relaxing at the same time. So just relax. If you go fully into the blended field and lose your physical body awareness for a while, that's fine. Some of us will have a both and physical and divine blended field awareness. You may have the blended field be just a nice feeling with no particular events. Some people will perceive things happening in the blended field. Whatever your experience is perfect. Just relax into it. And if I don't speak for a little while, no worries. I'm here holding space with you. And I'll speak again when Spirit guides me to do so. So I invite you to relax. It's like soaking into a bubble bath. Just relax and enjoy. The field is getting more subtle and sweet. I'm feeling a sweet cascade of tingling through my physical body. Just keep relaxing, allowing being. In this inner realm, everything runs itself perfectly. I'm feeling some effort in the field. I invite whoever's doing that to relax, become passive again, and let the divine do everything for you. Just be passive, feel, that's better. Yeah, feel the energy in your body. Or if you can't feel that, just feel the breath entering and leaving your body. Yeah, that's better. I'm getting some slight trembles in my body as some heavy energy is released. Sometimes the light comes in more powerfully, it has to move a little heavy stuff out of the way to make room for itself. So although this call is not specifically about healing, sometimes that needs to happen to allow the process to move forward. On our Monday night New Earth support team call, I mentioned that the prior evening, or two evenings prior, I was told in ceremony that the Aquarian Age tipping point had been reached, the forces of light had prevailed, and now it was just a matter of the Aquarian Age fully phasing in. And they told me again tonight that has happened, they're reconfirming it. And thanking us for our good work, helping to bring it about, and urging us to really hold our awakened beingness the very best we can all the time. That will help the remaining mop-up operations, so to speak, go more easily and smoothly. There's still some lower vibration forces on the planet, but basically the game is decided. Now it's just a matter of, you know, the final transition toward love and light playing out. So I'm starting to notice a little more awareness of my physical body. I'm noticing this beautiful energy of our blended field subtly and gently saturating my physical body. You may be noticing something similar. I would love each of us to walk as fully in this beautiful bliss all day, every day, as serves highest good. Once you get an upgrade in consciousness like this, you do not have to go back to your prior state of consciousness. You can establish this as your new baseline and continue being lifted up from there. if you're not yet aware of how simple it is on a daily basis to move yourself into embodied awakening and maintain that all day, that information is in my masterclass. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, that's available for free at astroshaman.com. Just click the word invocations in the menu bar, and it'll lead you to those six quick lessons. If you are a member of Awakening Plus, you get those six lessons inside the membership plus 10 more after that. And that will also show you how to maintain this embodied awakening on a daily basis. And it makes such a beautiful and wonderful difference in life. There are, of course, many ways to maintain that consciousness, many paths, many systems. I've yet to find one that's as quick and easy as the embodied awakening invocation. But of course, do whatever system or procedure works best for you to maintain that. How you do it matters much less than the fact that you get it done and hold it as your daily reality if you so desire. It will not only help you, it will help the incoming Aquarian age and everyone on the planet as well. We're all connected. What each being does radiates out and subtly affects all other beings. It's simply not possible to do something that only benefits you. That benefit will radiate out to the collective. So I invite you to just become aware of your physical body. Does it feel more like solid flesh, or does it feel more like subtle energy? The more it feels like subtle energy, the more solid you are in your divine consciousness. Okay, now they're inviting us to radiate this good energy out to all other beings. The divine allies will send this energy to those beings who need it most. So if you wish to do this, just ask, divine allies, please radiate this good medicine out to those whom it may serve. Then just relax, be passive. The allies will take care of the radiating. You just continue holding the state so they can spread it around. When you give like this for highest good, you are also blessed at the same time, in exchange for your selfless service. So you actually end up even better off than if you had not let it be radiated out. Now I'm feeling myself fully in my body, which does feel a lot sweeter than when we started. And that's the cycle. So I'm going to close the container, and then we'll open up for questions and comments and such. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwiti, Divine Allies, thank you for this beautiful process. Thank you so much for your support. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We ask that you stay with those who've been part of this process for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. And they're asking me to state the requests I make when I close my personal sittings, just in case any of these are helpful to you. Allies, I request the following from you always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of knowing and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum service to the great global awakening, maximum abundance to support all of this. This or something better, highest could be done, I come to serve. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? And that formally closes the container. If you need to be doing something else now, you can disengage from the call. Or if you want to hang out with your live or on the recording and be part of our sharing and questions at the end, you can do that too. So let me enable unmuting. So now we've got quite a few folks on the live call. So anyone who would like to unmute and share, we welcome your questions and comments. Or if you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine as well. The floor is open. And if we have a little time when no one is chiming in, then you can just rest in the beautiful energy that is still remaining. Again, if you'd like to speak and you're on the live call, just click your little microphone icon to unmute yourself, or if you're on the phone call, just *6 will mute and unmute you. You can also simply type in the chat window if you prefer communicating that way. So Viorica just typed, "Hi, at the beginning, I was with no energy, but now I am kind of floating with my third eye buzzing." That sounds sweet.
Hi, Benjamin.
Jana, hi.
This time I was much more present than I have been the last few sessions. But at one point, I think I was out for a bit and I came back and got rings of white light pulsing into my third eye. And so when Viorica said her third eye was buzzing, I thought, yeah, that's that pulsing that I saw coming in. It's very interesting.
Lovely. Sounds like a third eye kind of night.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
No, we'll take it. Thank you for your sharing. Nikki's typing, floating in ecstasy. I am so happy and blessed to have your guidance for a number of years in the continued path. Well, Nikki's so happy to be of service. I'm glad you're getting benefit. Feeling the energy starting to ease off a little. So Deanna typed, well said, Nikki, I resemble that comment. I resemble that comment. It's an old Groucho Marx line. He also said, I would never be part of any organization that would have me for a member. Eureka said, me too. Any other sharing? Well, it looks like the new physical location is working just fine. We seem to have a really strong container here. So we'll keep doing the calls up here in this corner of my office, and should work just fine. I've got a much smaller mesa here, a smaller cloth and just a few key items, but it seems to do the job. Okay, last call for questions or comments or anything else. Hello, phone caller. So a phone caller has unmuted, but I can't hear them talking. So please do speak, the number ending in 0027.
Hi, Benjamin. I'm sorry. I also had the mute on my phone as well, so I had to take that off.
Okay, who's this?
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. I have a question. You refer to, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right, the Akashic Records?
Akashic Records, yes.
Could you just tell me what that exactly is?
Yeah, it's a level in the spiritual realm. It's a record of everything that ever has happened or is happening or ever will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the vast library of all things. And what I mentioned was when we do an Awakening Plus call, it's held in that space, as is everything that ever happens. And because it's a level beyond time and space, that's why a person can do an archive recording of Awakening Plus and magically be able to interact with everyone who has done, is doing, or will do that event at any point in time. Because in a magic way, we're all there at the same time, you know, beyond physical time. I hope that makes sense.
Right. And I sort of intuitively got that that's what you were referring to. But where does that term come from?
I don't know. I've just heard the term for years. It's in common parlance in New Age circles. And I don't know who originated it. So I just don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that term too. And so, yeah, okay. I'll see if I could find out.
Maybe it was originated by Edgar Acacia. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask or say, Joy?
No, but this was good for me because I've just been in an odd space all day. I woke up, and apparently early this morning there was a shooting at a local supermarket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's just odd. It's something like you could feel it in the air. I can't really explain it. It's just I knew that the day felt like it was in some sort of strange tilt or something, and so this has brought me back into my body, into my being in a better way for me.
I'm glad it helped. Thank you, Joy. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Marla. Can I chime in?
Oh, please.
That was really nice. I had a lot of heart chakra activity, I think because of what I'm going through over here. Mm-hmm. But the phone caller, Joy, she sort of inspired a thought. What if one of the monthly guests was like an Akashic Records expert or something like that? I feel like it's an interesting topic just to put out there for one of those monthly programmings.
Well, yeah, actually, one of the women whose higher self I call is an Akashic Records reader. And although we're now doing guest presenters quarterly, she would be great if she's willing to do it. So you've inspired me. I'll reach out to her and see if she'd like to be a guest on our program. Thanks for the great idea. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for the inspiration. Is there, let's see, go ahead and mute the phone caller. Any other thoughts, sharings of any kind?
I just typed in the chat that I love the idea of an Akashic Record guest speaker.
Okay.
I just had my first Akashic Record visit with somebody last week, I believe it was, and I found it very insightful. That's so it is definitely something I would love to learn more about.
Okay. All right, I'll see if I can rustle her up. Thank you. Okay, that feels like a wrap. So thank you all so much for being here. Very grateful to each and every one of you who has shown up either live or on the recording. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you're welcome to attend. Well, why am I even saying this? This is a members only call. So I'll just ixnay that right now. So I will remind members, though, it wasn't that long ago that I created a series of welcome emails for brand new members. And if you go into the forum, or I'm sorry, into the membership, you'll see there's now a new little square thing there that says new member emails. And it might be worth just poking through those, even if you've been around a while, because each email highlights an aspect of the membership. And there may be parts of the membership that you haven't really dived into yet, or you need a reminder about. So it's a nice way to get a really strong refresher of all the different ways that Awakening Plus can help you. So if you just go into that new member email section, there might be some juicy stuff there for you. So grateful that you all are here. Thanks for being a member of Awakening Plus. And we will meet again next week. Thanks so much for being here, and good night.